Okay. The title of my talk today is Building Database Resources for Translational Research in Crop Science. I changed the title of my talk a little bit to fit better the scheme of this presentation, but I will talk about the comparative genomics resources a little bit. And forgot to tell, I'm Suk Jung, and I work in Dory Mange Lab in Washington State University. Claire was a little bit confused because I work remotely in Michigan. So the topics, I want to introduce the database project in our lab first, and then the infrastructure that we use for efficient database construction. And then I will demo some of our databases, Citrus Genome Database and Genome Database for OJC with focus on Breeders Toolbox. And finally, I will talk a little bit about resources on comparative genomics. So the main database we've been working on since about 2001 or two is GDR, Genome Database for Rosaceae. Rosaceae includes many economically important species such as strawberry, peach, apple, pear, and almond and cherry, those. And then we have new funding from USDA Specialty Crop Research Initiative Program to include citrus into our database system. And we also have other developing crop database projects, which includes cacao genome database and cool season food legume database, which we collaborate with Claire, and genome database for vaccinium, for blueberries and other berries. And since this October, we began the cotton genome database. So we don't have very many people in our lab, just a couple of programmers. And so to build all these databases ourselves, we need to use very efficient tools as a common infrastructure for all of the databases. So those tools include Drupal, Triple, and Chado. So Chado is a generic database schema, which is open source and generic and modular. So generic, I mean that all the descriptions about the data is ontology driven. So that like a lot of data from a lot of different projects can be described without changing the schema, the structure of the schema itself. And also, in principle, it's very modular. So it has a lot of modules, like a sequence module, microarray module, genetics module. And since it's open source, a lot of other databases are using this schema, but most of them are using just for their genomics data, like DNA sequences and annotations. But we wanted to use this Chado for large-scale genotyping and phenotyping data, and like breeding data. And it wasn't the Chado itself wasn't enough to hold all those breeding data. So we, since it's modular, it was pretty not easy, but it was possible to add new module. So in collaboration with other databases such as SGN, the Solanaceae, and the VectorDB from England, who collects mosquito data, and other databases. So we developed a new module called Natural Diversity Module. So now we are using it in GDR to store all the breeding data in association with other genomics and genetics data. And the Drupal is a content management system that a lot of other business websites uses. And even though we still need to code and develop our websites, the use of Drupal dramatically help us because it comes with a lot of modules that and allows us to use to build websites just as we don't need to use HTMLs and it comes with a lot of modules. And the Triple is a Drupal module that displays the content in Chado using Drupal. So this was developed by Stephen Ficklin, who is now our system admin and also bioinformaticist. And it's been really useful, and this is still under development, and it's only the module available are some of the to display some of the genomics data and some of the genetics data, so we need to develop more to accommodate the breeding data. So in this slide, I wanted to show you and emphasize that one of the most important things in developing biological database is the data integration. So there can be a lot of different types of data like genomics, genetics, and functional sequence, alleles, phenotype, large-scale phenotype, genotype diversity data. And also there's germplasm data, cultivar, pedigree, cross, and also the breeding and performance data for growers. So all of these, our goal is to integrate, to develop a database infrastructure to integrate all those data so that users can start anywhere, at any point and go to any different types of data. So now I want to do a little bit of demo. So first I will show you the citrus genome database, which has annotated data of whole genome sequences of two different citrus species and EST unigenes. And this database is built using Drupal, Triple, and Chado. And I will also show you the GDR, which is a more integrated database, which includes all the genomics, genetics, and breeding data. And at the end, I will talk about a little bit about comparative genome data tools. So this is the homepage of Citrus Genome Database. All of our databases are built using Drupal, and it has similar schemes. So you can access data from species page or tools or directly go to search pages. So this is one of the species page. It shows you the details of the organism. And on the right side bar, you can go to different annotation pages, publications, libraries, CAG analysis reports, or genotology analysis report. So if you go to Go Analysis Report page, you can select from here the transcript sets from the whole genome sequence data or the EST unigen sets. So the page is longer, but it shows for the top categories, it shows you the chart and shows you all the associated GO terms with the number of features associated with it. And you can expand the GO terms, and then you can select whatever term you are interested in, and it shows you, if you click it, shows you the details about the terms, and you can, by going into this link, you can download all the sequences in FASTA file that are associated with those terms. And this is the search page, still part of Triple. You can search mRNA, EST genes by names. So this is name or homology or interpro domains or by genotology. So this is the GO term search page. You can search by the identifiers or GO accessions or terms. And this is the result page. It shows you ID, type, genus, species, and genome location with link to GBrowse, the genome browser. And you can view the sequences here. And you can download all the results shown in this page, or the whole results, using this form. And then you can select one of the entries and go to the detail page. And it shows you the details on the right side bar. You can go to all different annotation pages. So the mRNA formatted sequences, so you can see the sequences along with where the 5' prime and 3' prime UTRs are and CDS. And can go to genome location page and it shows you the location, the coordinates, along with the genome browser image. And you can directly go to ggbrowse from here. Okay. So now I want to show you some sites in GDR, Genome Database for JC. Since I don't have time, I'm not going to go each search page. I just wanted to show you because we have a lot more data in GDR, so we have a search site for BEX, markers, traits, QTL, ESTs, publication, polymorphisms, etc. And today I just want to focus on the breeders toolbox in GDR. So if you go to other crop databases or biological databases, you will see some of the sites says breeders toolbox, but most of them only list search sites for markers, locus, QTLs, but they don't really have the breeding data yet. And this is pretty new to us too. And what we have is a search site for both public and private breeding data that includes germplasm, pedigree cross, and genotypic and phenotypic evaluation data. And we have a secure site where breeders can access their data and analyze them in combination with other public GDR data. So having their data in GDR benefits them because they can analyze their data using public data also. So this is the toolbox page. You can, the users can browse the data sets or search phenotyping data or genotyping data, and we have some tools. And they can download their data in a format they can feed into the software that they are using. So this is phenotyping data search site. This is search by variety name. Depending on who logged in, they can see different sets of data sets. So if the user is a public, they don't need to log in and they will use only the public data. And they can type in the variety names or upload a list of variety names in a file. And they can restrict the names by the data set. And this is a trait search site, so the breeders can search their data by restricting the trait. So if they want just a sweet apple with red appearance and all that, so they can choose whatever trait they want to choose. And then this is a search site by parentage. They can choose maternal parent and or paternal parent. And this is the result of the trait search. So it shows you what you searched for, the search categories, and then shows you the varieties that that fits the categories that you chose. And so you can download this phenotyping data for these varieties, and you may want to select what phenotyping data in the downloadable Excel files. If you want all of the phenotyping data in the downloaded file, you choose everything, or you can choose in this form. You can choose whatever phenotype you want to download. And then after that, you can download in different formats, wide form, long form. And if it's a huge data set, you can put your email. Okay, so this is genotyping data search site. So you search the data set again, and then you select variety name. If you have like hundreds and thousands of varieties in your data set, you can use the filter. Then if you type whatever letters there, and then it will show only the variety names that start with that whatever you typed. And then if you click one variety name, it shows you the markers that has been used for genotyping. And then this page is where you can search by marker and allele. You select the data set again and select marker name, and then the page automatically shows you the alleles that have been associated with those marker in your data set. And if you search those alleles, it shows you how many varieties are associated with that allele of that marker. And then if you click the marker name, it goes to the marker page of the GDR, and it shows you the details of the markers, the PCR conditions on all those. And okay, so the marker page has a link to Genome Browse, Genome Browser. And if you click that, you can go to the GBrowse and see what other features are associated with that marker. And then from the search result page, you can directly go to germplasm data page, and it shows you the parentage and evaluate. You can download all the evaluation data, phenotyping or genotyping data, and it shows you the markers and alleles that are associated with the germplasm. Okay, so now I just want to talk a little bit about tools for comparative genomics, focus on synteny analysis. So synteny analysis is a detection of the regions where the gene order and the content are conserved among related species. And the goal of this synteny analysis is to study how the genomes have been evolved, and also to transfer knowledge from well-studied species to less-studied species. So there are a lot of tools available for synteny analysis, and since this is a developing area, there are a lot of software and algorithms for synteny detection, and there is not a set tool for us to use. We just have to try this and that. And then also there are a lot of software for displaying synteny regions. So a lot of crop databases choose one or the other to display. And there is also web tools for exploring synteny among species. So some of the examples are COGI, PAJA, Greenfield, DB, Synteny, VISTA. So in those websites, you can select whatever species they offer, and then you do synteny analysis on the website. But then you have to use whatever algorithm they chose to use. So I think it is really important that those web tools, it would be nice if there are web tools where users can choose software and algorithm and choose their own parameters and study. And also, for more practical reasons, they don't have a lot of crop species in their site. So, and then it's only for evolutionary studies, and they don't have integrated genomics and genetics and breeding data. So it would be very nice to if we can integrate all that. And for us, we do our own synteny analysis. And this is pretty new because only recently three species of rosaceae have been the whole genome sequences have been available, the strawberry, apple, and peach. So we do our own synteny analysis, and then we show this using synteny browser called GBrowseSyn. And so here, this is Fragaria vesca genome browse. So if you are interested in one of the genes shown here, and then if you want to see what the synteny regions in peach look like, you can go to GBrowseSyn, and it shows you the strawberry gene is in chromosome 6, and the synteny region in peach is in chromosome 7. And if you look here, for this big gene in strawberry, you will see a lot of smaller genes in peach genome are synthetic. So this could have interesting biological meaning, or it could represent assembly error. So it needs more clarification and study. But anyway, if you want to go to peach genome browser and see what's around there, you can go to peach genome browse from there, and you will see all the other features that are associated with those regions. And it shows one marker here, genetic marker here, and then lots of SNPs. And if you click that marker, I will show you the marker sequence along with the link to the GDR page again, to the marker page, so you can see the details about the marker. So in conclusion, I just showed you the approach we are taking to develop efficiently the integrated database for crop scientists. And what we do is pretty common, so it could be applied to any other crop databases. And I showed you, demoed the citrus genome database and then Breeders Toolbox in GDR. And then I talked about comparative genomics resources. So the work that I demoed is predominantly from the TDF GDR project, and also the Washington Fruit Commission project and the Rose Breed project. So those co-PIs are there. And the main lab members, Stephen Ficklin is the main developer for Triple. Tain Lee is the main programmer for the Breeders Toolbox, and we have a couple of other people. And then these are the, I'd like to acknowledge all the funding agencies and the institutes who collaborate with us. Thank you. If you have any questions. Yeah.
So if we wanted to build off of this excellent platform,
So I showed you the Triple. The citrus genome database is built of Triple, and that's GMod. Have you heard of GMod? It's an open source for generic model organism. Yeah. So there you can actually download Triple, and then you can build. And there are actually a lot of people. So there's a mailing list, and people are using it already. But that's what's available now is for genomics data. And the Breeders Toolbox that I've showed you, it's written using Drupal, but still not in Triple yet. So we are trying to convert it into Triple. So, yes?
So you mentioned that there's a community that does,
So there is a GMod site, and Triple and Chado, all those are part of GMod. So each of those projects has a mailing list you can join, and it's pretty active. You can I join both of the mailing lists, and I get like 5 or 6 or 7 mails every day. So you can ask any questions, and so it's
very active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Breeders Toolbox. Mm-hmm. Does that work? Are the breeders and researchers able to store their analysis,
yes.
And then they can come back to it?
Yes. So right now GDR, we don't offer for like every breeders. We have active funding resources to do Washington apple and cherry breeders. So they have their data, their private data, in our database. But if there is a funding, we are willing to, open that up.
So to follow up again on that, on the other crop databases, is the idea to develop Breeders'
Yes. Yes.
Yes. For example, like for the cotton communities.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the idea is we have everything ready, so we can just put it into cotton database, P database, and we can do all the public data without without extra funding. But for private breeders' data, we need more work to curate the data and convert their data into our database. So that needs extra funding. But whatever we develop can be used for any other databases. Yeah. Thank you.